Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports as Harbor Beach is on the board with a field goal, all set up by Josh Elke's 78-yard return. Well, set up a 28-yard field goal. Mr. Meisner is on the sidelines. What's the feel from the Harbor Beach side?
Well, it's rocking here on the sideline, Clark. The key to that was a block by Austin Ginther on the punt or on the kick return. That's what got Josh Elke free down the sideline. And there he is again. DeAndre Ridner on the tackle down here. It's getting crazy here on the sideline.
That's Mike Meisner, sideline reporter. We'll catch in with him all throughout the game as Aaron Rademacher was your returning that one for Pewamo, Westphalia, maybe. Better known as 84, Mason Schneider. We'll figure it out eventually.
Well, actually,
here.
You know what? We better check that. It's
first
those,
and 10.
Those yellow numbers are tough to see.
First and 10. See, I never liked the maize and blue color scheme. First and 10, right to left crossing range for Pewamo. Coming out in nearly a pro set, now comes out in the eye, receiver wide each way, man in motion to the far side of your radio. There's the snap. Nuremberg's going to keep it for himself. He's struggling with his footwork, and he's brought down the backfield for the first loss of the day. Back at the 22-yard line, a loss of four for Pewamo.
That was George Sutherland making the tackle in the backfield for the Harbor Beach defense. Not sure what happened there. They brought a receiver from the near side in motion to the far side. Both running backs and the motion man went to the far side. The quarterback came to the near side with nobody there to help him for a pitch or anything. I'm not sure if that was a broken play or a poor design, but either way, it went nowhere, and George Sutherland made a nice job holding his end down.
Spread offense, two wide to the right, one to the left. Nuremberg in the shotgun, rolling to his right, looking to pass. Downfield, it is caught by number 26, Simmon, at the 30-yard line and runs backwards to the 29, where he is brought down there. It's going to be a 6-yard reception for Simmon, and now a 3rd and 7 coming up for the Pirates of PW.
Tackle made by the linebacker, Devin Lemansky.
Rapid River beating North Huron 34-0 at halftime in the state semifinals of 8-player football up in Rapid River, way up there in the UP. PW coming with two receivers to the right, one to the left again in the spread. A running back to his left, man in motion to the near sideline. Rolling to his left is Nuremberg, looking to pass. Still lets this one, flops into it, and is caught at the 45-yard line, brought down to the 48. That's Simmon again, Lane Simmon, a 6'5", 210 wide receiver, and he's a senior. And he moves the ball, moves the chains for PW, first and 10 from their own 47.
Number 10, Josh Shelke, making the stop on the play. Harbor Beach falls back into a little zone, and credit Simmon for finding the hole in between three Harbor Beach defensive backs. The ball was lofted in there just quickly enough to make the play.
A 17-yard reception. Sets of a first and 10 from the 47-yard line. Receiver wide each way, eye formation in the backfield. And it's a pitch out to the second man, number 24. Actually, that's number 22. Ross Wolniakowski, the senior 5'11 running back. He has 24 touchdowns on the year. It's a gain of 3 right at midfield at the 50, 2nd and 7.
Exactly the way Mr. Meisner here was drawing it up before the game. The defensive line holds down their end, slows the play down, and DeAndre Ridner gets in to clean up the tackle in the backfield.
7 yards to go. The first down marker is at the Harbor Beach 43-yard line. They're at midfield at the 50. Receiver wide each way, pro set in the shotgun for Nuremberg, and it's a handoff. Actually, it's going to be a keeper. He delayed the handoff. He gets to the 45 and nothing more. They might mark him down to the 44, a gain of 6 before he's stopped by the Harbor Beach linebacker core. shy of the first down by 2 yards, sets up third down.
Yeah, give the tackle to senior Josh Wan of the defensive line. A play that we've seen many a times here watching Harbor Beach is that delayed quarterback read option. The quarterback and running back both had the ball in each of their hands, running side by side down the field, waiting for one to take it from the other. The quarterback took it on that play.
You can hear the wind hitting our field mics out there as it's about an 18-mile-an-hour wind. Receiver wide each way on a third and two, now coming out in the I formation. Nuremberg under center, and it's a handoff to Wolniakowski, who's going to get the first down by about 3 yards all the way down to the 40-yard line. And first and 10 for the Pirates of PW. A new set of downs at the Harbor Beach 40-yard line.
Number 21, Devin Lemansky there to meet him.
First and 10 after a Wolniakowski carry for the first down. First and 10 from the HB 40. 6:40 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leads 3-0 after a 28-yard field goal from Nick Hessling to start the game. Two wide to the right, or two wide to the left, one to the right. And Nuremberg rolls to his left looking to pass. Downfield, hits him at the 30-yard line. Number four, William Fandel. Out of bounds, though, did not get the feet down. Incomplete pass. Good coverage there as the ball was thrown a little bit too wide.
Yeah, and a little bit too late. The receiver's momentum carried him just out of bounds, and the throw took him there also. Eli Kraft had good coverage, though, in that zone defense. This just in, Clark. Sorry to interrupt. 14-7. Ishpeming leads at the half.
Second and 10 now for Pewaumee Westphalia at Harbor Beach's 40-yard line. Receiver wide each way. I formation in the backfield. Nuremberg under center. 34, Rademacher in front of Wolniakowski. It's a pitch to Wolniakowski around the left end. Harbor Beach coming to the ball at the 35. He's still on his feet at the 33. A flag flies right before the tackle. Tackled was made by number 12, Eli Kraft.
This could be an easy caller. There was an easy hold here right in front of us, Clark.
And it is a hold from the spot of the foul at the 35, so it'll be 10 yards from there. And repeat the down.
Number 51, Owen Schaefer, the offensive lineman senior, as Mr. Meisner just pointed out, got his hands outside the jersey and was holding the shoulder pad and the arm, wasn't letting George Sutherland get to the outside. Otherwise, George would have made that tackle a lot closer in the backfield.
Second and 15 now, two wide to the left, one to the right, man in motion to the right as Nuremberg rolling to his right on the option. He's going to keep it, pitches it out the last second, and he's going to be caught in the backfield as Harbor Beach pushes him still way back at the 45-yard line. They're going to say forward progress has him at the original line of scrimmage at the 45. Number 26, Lane Simmon, that big wide receiver on the pitch, and Harbor Beach sniffed that one out from the get-go. No gain on the play, third and 15.
That play developed way too slow for this Harbor Beach defense. They are so fast. They recovered well. Travis Essemaker shedding the defender and getting into the backfield to make the initial stop, and DJ Ridner ends up making the tackle, pushing him back.
Two wide left, one right. Nuremberg in the shotgun with Wolniakowski to his right. Rolling to his left, looking to pass. Lets this one fly to Simmons. He hits the hands of him, but falls incomplete. Good coverage from Eli Kraft at the 35-yard line. Incomplete. Fourth down now for Pewaumee Westphalia in an awkward area, and they're more likely going to have to punt this one away. Good stop by the Pirates of Harbor Beach.
Yeah, Simmons is that big target there. Very obviously a helmet taller than everybody else. He's 6'5", 210, according to our stat sheet, and definitely a long, lanky receiver. Had the ball hit his hands, and Eli Kraft hit him just as the ball got there. Perfect way to jar that ball out. Punt time for Pewaumee Westphalia.
Travis Essemaker and Austin Stelt stand at their own 8-yard line away in the punt from Rademacher. It's a low kick punt, bounces at the 23, out of bounds at the 16-yard line. And actually, they're going to mark this one down at the 12. There we go, 16-yard line. Wrong line there. 16-yard line, 17 as progress keeps getting better here.
Wow, now they're going to say still shuffling.
At the 20-yard line, Harbor Beach will get the ball now.
Wow. Do you think he's sure?
That looked like the Cupid Shuffle out there.
It did look like a Cupid. I was thinking the same thing.
First and 10 now for the Pirates of Harbor Beach at their own 20-yard line, an 80-yard field to work with. 5:21 left in the first quarter. They lead 3-0 over the Powamo Westphalia Pirates. Harbor Beach, all black jerseys, white numbers and white helmets. Orange outlines, a handoff right to the